St. Patrick's Day is coming up, and I'm getting ready to celebrate. For me, that means stopping by my local Total Wine & More to grab a few favorites. Maybe an Irish stout, a whiskey I know I like, and sometimes something new to share. What makes it exciting is the selection, and if you're not sure what to grab, the team can help point you in the right direction. So slancha to Irish finds. Shop Total Wine & More in-store or online, and make this St. Patrick's Day one to remember. Spirits are not sold in Virginia and North Carolina. Drink responsibly. B21.
This is the Bet365 Command Center. Get your race updates here all month long and make sure to enter for your chance to win $500 by predicting the winner of this year's race on July 27th. Go to 1075thefan.com to enter. Now, here's your 2025 race update brought to you by Bet365.
2025 race update is this, and that is that race weekend is now upon us. That much we know. And of course, the schedule of events Saturday and Sunday, racing at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway. We will begin with the activity that takes place tomorrow, and that is the Pennzoil 250 that is going to take place again back on the oval for IMS. That is obviously not new, but it does make for some excitement, because you think back to 1994, Jeff Gordon, the first winner, 1998, Dale Jarrett, the first to kiss the bricks. Who will do it this year? Both from the standpoint of the Xfinity Series, and then obviously Sunday at 2 o'clock, the Brickyard 400. Will it be Denny Hamlin, who has been hot of late and won at Dover? Will it be Chase Briscoe, Indiana-born, won at Pocono? Keep in mind, one of their turns looks just like the Indianapolis Motor Speedway at 9 degrees and 12 minutes. Kyle Larson, the defending winner. Whoever you think might win it, make your pick now at 1075thefan.com. Your chance to win $500 from our friends at Bet365.
Only the best run here at the Indianapolis 500.
Mario, who do you feel you'll have to beat in this year's race?
People like A.J. Foyt and Bobby Unser, for instance.
Stand by for the checkered flag.
Absolutely incredible. Danny Sullivan spun in front of Mario Andretti.
A.J. has done it. He has won his fourth Indianapolis 500.
Beyond the Bricks with jQuery and Mike Thompson. Brought to you by Quality Supply and Tool. Think outside the box. Store on 93.5 and 107.5. The Fan.
From inside the Bet365 Command Center, jQuery, Mike Thompson, Landon Kunz is putting it all together for us. This is Beyond the Bricks on this, once again, a Friday night leading into a weekend of racing at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway. Brickyard weekend is upon us. And Mike Thompson, I know that you had referenced earlier in the week that you are 6'6". I myself 6'4", although when I went to a physical after the age of 50, they told me now 6'3¾". I'm a little depressed about it. But nonetheless, both of us tonight not near as tall as normal, because this is a shorter version of Beyond the Bricks, correct?
It is. It's sort of the abbreviated version tonight. I was a little surprised when we got the schedule this week and saw that we had a short schedule tonight, but it'll still be fun nonetheless.
So we are going to do what is called kind of a potpourri variation of the program. Mike has worked hard, as he always does, in coming up with some audio and showcasing different people and personalities that tie into the history of the Indianapolis Motor Speedway. And let's get right to it. In the form, Mike, of Paul Goldsmith, who not only was one of those characters that we love about Indianapolis, but also, sadly, one that we have lost in the last year.
Yeah, Paul Goldsmith is a guy who is near and dear to my heart. He was a really good guy, super, super good guy. When I was putting together my trading card set that I put together a few years ago, I wanted him to be in it because he was, you know, the oldest living 500 driver at the time. And I approached him about it and called him about it and got him on the phone. And I only had basically talked to him for about 30 seconds about it. He goes, anything for you, Mike, just send me the release and I'll do it. You know, I mean, he was just that kind of guy. He was just a really, really good person. I always enjoyed talking to him, and it's sad that we lost him, but I mean, he was almost 99 when he passed away. I mean, he lived an incredibly full life, an outstanding driver in IndyCars and NASCAR. He won 9 races in what we know as the Cup Series. He was a great motorcycle racer. So just an incredible talent all around.
Paul Goldsmith, again, passing away in early September of 2024. So some just about 9 or so, 10 months ago. But Munster, Indiana is where he passed away. But he was the oldest, as Mike had mentioned, Indianapolis 500 starter, and he made starts between 1958 and 1963. His best finish came in 1960, but rather than me recounting all of the accomplishments of Paul Goldsmith, who better to speak about such subjects than the historian emeritus of the Indianapolis Motor Speedway, Donald Davidson. His thoughts on Paul Goldsmith.
He was actually born in West Virginia. I think it was at Parkersburg, I think. And when he was quite young, well, actually, he lived in, I didn't know this until recently, he said he actually went to school in Columbus, Ohio for a while, and then ended up in Detroit, actually St. Clair Shores, Michigan. And I'm not sure if his father worked for the in the automobile industry, but Paul was worked for Chrysler. On the assembly line, I believe, a very successful motorcycle racer and a mentor to Joe Leonard. Went into stock cars, became very successful, never drove open-wheel cars, and drove in the 500. I'm just hurrying this along to kind of cram it all in. I think stock cars was his forte, and motorcycles, of course, but he did drive in the 500 from 58 through 63, and he finished, he drove for Smokey Yunick in 58 and was involved in the first lap accident, so never even made it to turn four on lap one. But the second outing in 1959, driving a laydown Daimler Special that had finished second the year before with George Amick, he finished fifth. And then in 1960, the great battle between Jim Rathman and Roger Ward that ended up with them finishing in that order, third was Paul Goldsmith. In 61, he broke down late in the race, I think running fifth with the Racing Associate Special. 62 was nothing really to write home about. And it is 63 with the Daimler Special, but not the laydown. This was a Watson Roadster, and his finishing position is 18th. But actually, he was running, I think, about 6th or 7th when he dropped out. Anyway, what was interesting later on when I asked him, I said, did you ever drive open-wheel cars? And he said, no, 58 500 was my first time I ever drove an open wheel. I said, so you never drove modifieds in Michigan or anything? He said, no. And so it comes down to this, that he had 8 starts in open wheel competition in his life. And they were all USAC championship races. 2 were at Milwaukee, and the other 6 were the Indianapolis 500. And he's so respected by the other drivers. I mean, he was the USAC stock car champion in 61 and 62 after being runner-up in 60. And I could just go on and on and on about him. But he was always a very astute businessman. And connected with Ray Nichols, so there was Nichols Engineering, which at one time was building all of the cars that were in Chrysler stock cars. I didn't know this, including all of the Richard Petty cars, apparently at the Nichols shop in Griffith, Indiana. Paul is the oldest living Indianapolis 500 driver. He still flies, and he's got an airport in Griffith, and I think his airport is an emergency landing for if O'Hare would suddenly shut down. But anyway, golly, I could just go on and on about him. He's just wonderful motorcycle stories and stock car stories. He was very shy, didn't say much for decades. And in the last 10, 12 years, he's sort of come out of he's loosened up a little bit, and now he does anecdotes, and he's just become a very, very dear friend.
Mike, it's interesting that you had mentioned the fact of Paul Goldsmith and being the oldest, the oldest driver to have made an Indianapolis 500 start, because in terms of getting to know Paul Goldsmith, as we heard Donald talking about Paul there, he is also one of the first interviews that he had done in terms of people getting to know him was with the Speedway Radio Network. Take us through what we're about to hear from the late 50s.
Yeah, this was a neat clip when I found it for the first time. This was, I believe, the first time Paul Goldsmith was featured on a worldwide audience. This is when they were doing the qualifying shows still. and Sid Collins was doing the qualifying show, and this was an opportunity that they would give the drivers a chance to just basically introduce themselves and say who they were and where they were from and what team they were driving for, what car, and get people used to hearing the drivers and hearing their names before the big 500 mile race. And so this is actually the first time, to my knowledge, that Paul Goldsmith was featured anywhere in any kind of international media exposure.
This from the 1958 Indianapolis 500 mile race.
Right now, let's talk to Paul Goldsmith of St. Clair Shores, Michigan. Paul was a national stock car champion, has also raced motorcycles, has had a lot of experience. And Paul, what kind of a thrill was it for you to qualify yesterday?
Well, Bernie, this is quite a place. This is really a great sensation to be able to run out here with all these fellows and this type of equipment.
Actually, how much time have you spent preparing, getting ready for this?
Well, we had got the car 8 weeks ago, and we built the car and came here and got it qualified in 8 weeks.
Mm-hmm. Did it do everything you wanted it to?
Well, we always like to go a little faster, but I'm satisfied real well.
Who's your mechanic, Paul?
Smokey Yunick from Daytona Beach, Florida.
He's also your owner. Hmm?
That's right.
All right. Thank you very much, Paul.
Mike, we've talked about this before. One of the real thrills, I think, not only for Sid Collins, the voice of the Indy 500 back in that era, but also for dignitaries, guests of the race, whether it be actors, actresses, musicians, and even drivers. It was a real thrill and honor for them to get the call, if you will, to come up into the pagoda, into the tower, to be interviewed by Sid Collins.
Yeah, and it was neat. Sid would actually, on qualifying weekend, like we just heard in that last clip, was from a qualifying show. He would actually have some of the drivers come up in kind of a, almost like a conga line. He would have four or five different people per show come up to the pagoda, and he would get to introduce them and say, hey, you know, this is Paul Goldsmith, and this is the speed he qualified at, and he's driving the Daimler Special or whatever race car they were driving. And so it was a great opportunity for exposure.
And Mike, there are other things to get to tonight. For example, whenever we do a show, and especially if we're going to do a potpourri show, potpourri needs a little bit of spice, Mike. And what better spice that we like? Not necessarily the strawberries of the James Tavern from Beyond the Bricks lore, but we love music when it comes to Beyond the Bricks, right?
That's correct. Music and commercials and music, I think, are kind of our forte, don't you think that? And interviews like the Jochen Rindt interview and the Salt Walter interview, that's really kind of our wheelhouse.
What does it say about us? Come by the house and we'll just watch commercials and listen to music for a couple of hours. What fun that would be. We're a couple of wild and crazy guys. But music is what we will do, and have fun with it on Beyond the Bricks when we come back.
Thousands of users already won big, and you're next. Spin to win. Casino. This isn't play pretend. Spin, win, cash out for real. Feel that rush? That's DaraCasino.com.
Dara Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. Visit DaraCasino.com for more details.
Experience the thrill of Vegas from your phone. Play, have fun, win real prizes.
Ready to shine for those last-minute plans? Head to Zoom Tan. Get the sun and sunless experience you deserve with advanced equipment for beautiful, even color fast. Plus, at many locations, enjoy 24/7 member access through the Zoom Tan app, along with advanced wellness like red light therapy and infrared sauna. Now rolling out chain-wide, red light and infrared wellness support collagen, boost mood, and help you recharge. From tanning to total wellness, it's confidence from every angle. Visit ZoomTan.com to see what's new near you. Zoom Tan. Why be pale and pasty when you can be tan and tasty?
This is Beyond the Bricks, brought to you by Quality Supply and Tool. Think outside the box. Store on 93.5 and 107.5 The Fan.
Jake Query, Mike Thompson, Landon Coons putting it all together for us. This, the final airing, at least before the Brickyard 400, of Beyond the Bricks. It is so much fun for us to do this. We also appreciate those that not only have passed along their appreciation for it, those that also passed along their sentiments to Mike. We appreciate that oh so much in allowing us to make it possible, or allowing for you to make it possible for us to do Beyond the Bricks. We're talking about music tonight, and Mike, I can't stand saying it, but I will say it nonetheless. Once again, you dug into your archives to find the music that tortures my soul for the rest of the year.
I know you like this stuff, and this is the stuff that you want to hear. And so I bring it out for the last show of the year because this gives you something to look forward to for next May. So here it is. I mean, this is the key stuff that we're bringing to the table.
Okay. Here it is. Cale Yarborough. Hey, hey. Good looking.
looking. What you got cooking? How's about cooking something up with me?
Now, Mike Landon tells me we have one more song, and all I can think to myself is, please tell me it's not King of the Road. Please tell me it's not King of the Road. Please tell me it's not King of the Road. Go ahead, Mike. We have yet to listen to what?
I will not tell you it's King of the Road, but it's King of the Road.
Well, and it comes to us from a guy that was, in fact, the King of the Road, or certainly the Ovals, none other than Richard Petty. It is a classic. Cue it up. Richard Petty and King of the Road.
Trailer for sale or rent, rooms to let 50 cents. No phone, no pool, no bed. I ain't got no cigarettes. I've been 2 hours of fishing brim. Buys an 8 to 12 four-bedroom. I'm a man of means by no means. King of the road. Boxcar, midnight train, destination Bango, Maine. Old worn-out suit and shoes. I don't pay no union dues. I smoke old stogies. I have plans. Sure, but not to be good around. I'm a man of means by no means. King of the road.
As great as King of the Road is, Jake, the one thing we haven't talked about all week is the big news this weekend at the Brickyard 400. Are you excited to meet Cookie Monster?
I did see that Cookie Monster is the Grand Marshal, right? Listen, I'll be honest with you, okay? I'm cool with it. Cookie Monster, I'm cool. I would have gone personally with Oscar the Grouch, more my speed, more my style, but I'm cool with Cookie Monster.
I'm down with Cookie Monster as well. And like, if he brings all of the friends like Elmo and some of the other people, I mean, some of the retro guys, if they brought, you know, Guy Smiley, some of those guys, I mean, that would be a real party as far as I'm concerned. But I'm excited to meet Cookie Monster.
I will say that as a kid, C is for Cookie was one of my favorite songs. All right, Mike, about 15 seconds left. I know you also appreciate the sentiments of those that passed along. Condolences to your mom, but allowing us to do this again for another year.
Absolutely. I want to thank everybody who sent such nice messages about my mom's passing, and looking forward to hopefully next year being a better May for us all around, and appreciate everybody's sentiment.
For Landon Koons and for Mike Thompson, I'm Jake Query. Thank you for listening to Beyond the Bricks.
Trade the game, the Oscars, and more on Kalshi. Basketball season is in full swing. L.A. is trading at 39% to beat Denver, meaning a $100 trade pays out $241 with a win. The Oscars are around the corner. Will Timothy Chalamet win Best Actor? Traders place odds at 52%. Kalshi is available in all 50 states. Download the Kalshi app, use code IHEART, and get $10 when you trade $100. K-A-L-S-H-I, Kalshi. Trade on anything.